Robin Hood and Allan a Dale.
Come listen to me, you gallant so free, all you that loves mirth for to hear, and I will you tell of a bold outlaw that lived in Nottinghamshire, as Robin Hood in the forest stood. All under the green wood tree, there was he where of a brave young man, as fine might be. The youngster was clothed in scarlet red, in scarlet fine and gay, and he did frisk it over the plain, and chanted a roundelay. The following morning Robin Hood meets Allan a Dale, and notices he is sad and depressed. Then Allan is stopped by Robin's men who want money. I have no money, the young man said, but 5 shillings and a ring, and that I have kept this 7 long years, to have it at my wedding. Yesterday I should have married a maid, but she is now from me ta'en, and chosen to be an old knight's delight, whereby my poor heart is slain. What is thy name? Then said Robin Hood. Come tell me, without any fail. By the faith of my body, then said the young man, my name it is Allan a Dale. What wilt thou give me, said Robin Hood, in ready gold or fee, to help thee to thy true love again, and deliver her unto thee? I have no money, then quoth the young man, no ready gold nor fee, but I will swear upon a book, thy true servant for to be. Robin goes to the church together with his men. With that came in a wealthy knight, which was both grave and old, and after him a finnican lass did shine like glistering gold. This is no fit match, quoth bold Robin Hood. Allan, Robin, and his 24 bowmen interrupt the ceremony. The girl is now free to marry Allan. The wedding ceremony is celebrated by Little John. And thus, having ended this merry wedding, the bride looketh as fresh as a queen. And so they return to the merry green wood, amongst the leaves so green.